Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. You won't believe it, but just 3 minutes ago, I got a paper cut. Ow! My finger hurts. I just want to get ready for one of the most bizarre experiences in live radio in that we don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Got a bunch of good ones there from the weekend and from this morning. Really good stuff, I think, I hope, I pray. Personal revelations of my life's insanities, like, I just got a finger cut. Ow! Now, fortunately, by the grace of God, I didn't use my third tongue. That was good. But it did hurt, and there was blood everywhere. The one thing I have figured out, paper can be strong. Ouch. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Now, I'm not sure if we're ready for this or not, but do you know why we probably won't use it? Because we don't got 3 vitty. That's why we don't have 3 vitty. Just letting you know. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Good question. Good, solid. I don't have an answer, just a good question. Review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're also asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we do have a daily double. We do. Right on. Good job there. Okay, here's the first one. Why do we sing Rock-a-bye Baby to lull a baby to sleep when the song is about putting your baby in a tree and letting the wind crash the cradle on the ground? That's a very good question. And then number two, when something smells and we say PU, what does PU stand for? I'm just trying to figure it out. Oh, yeah, Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show. I used that on Band-Aid brand, his Band-Aid stuck on me. That's for everybody who's listening. I need a Band-Aid. We're doing that thing, living life as a Christian, that thingy, your phone calls, and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We ain't got any of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, well, it's Life's Insanities. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
When we had a short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and tell our story because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death. But you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
The Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantage investment strategies.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as guest speaker.
Attend this free workshop Monday, October 28th at Meridian Baptist in El Cajon and St. Dunstan's in San Diego.
Tuesday, October 29th at Faith Lutheran in Vista and St. Andrews in San Diego.
Wednesday, October 30th at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Chula Vista and Christ Episcopal Church in Coronado.
Thursday at Fallbrook United Methodist.
Please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because...
Punch the keys, for God's sake.
Okay, anyway, just trying to see if I can do that. That's getting a lot better than that. This segment brought to you by Ecola, Termite and Pest Control, and our very own friend, Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the Termite Lady. Da-da-da-da. All right, so when Sue was raising her child, her son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms. I remember she was talking to me about this. And it was really, she was kind of surprised because she was like, oh, she thought she did everything right, da-da-da. Didn't realize how intense chemicals could be in a house from that type of work. So when she got involved, she just made this commitment to do it differently. So Ecola uses microwave, electrogun, and patented Ecola heat. And that's what gets rid of the termites, and it does it without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. The cool thing for everybody here is just for a few more days, just for the rest of this week, Ecola is on its 30-year anniversary. 30 years she's been putting into this business. And so for any termite work, it's $100 off, or for any initial pest control, it's $50 off. And that is a smoking deal. 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS, or... you can visit Ecola Termite, E-C-O-L-A Termite, E-C-O-L-A Termite.com. Remember, Sue has her very own show on Saturdays at 4 p.m. right here on KPRZ Inspirational Show. But for pest control or termite control, $100 off termite work, $50 off any pest control work for your initial workings, 800-332-BUGS, and our very own and good friend, Sue Freeze. Okay? Hey, Sue. Okie dokie, where shall we begin today? You know what happens, right? As you go through the weekend, how much material do you think I gather through the weekend? You're probably assuming I work through the weekend. That's incorrect. I just walk, live, and observe. That's how I function.
And it just slaps you in the face.
Yeah, just kind of just like that paper cut. I'm opening something from Pastor Steve, and my finger gets cut on the cardboard. It's like,
you know what? I have to say, Pastor Steve... he's a sharp guy.
Oh, yeah. He's no paper tiger. How about that? Ah, that's right, folks. We don't have humor here. We don't know what we have here. But what we do have is a week from tomorrow.
Unbelievable. I can't believe it.
A week from tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages. It is the one-year anniversary show. They thought I wouldn't last a single show. Then they thought I wouldn't last a month. Then they thought I wouldn't last 100 shows. Then 200 shows. Apparently, nobody is listening when I say I have a 25-year contract. Although, as of a week from tomorrow, it'll be 24 years.
No!
That's right. So for those of you that really love me and want me to know because you tell me telepathically somehow on a regular basis, get off the air. I'm
Oh,
here.
We're just getting started.
Oh, man, we haven't even started yet. I'm telling you, when we do the thing where aliens take over the station, how great is that going to be? I mean, that's going to be fun, right? That's the best. Absolutely.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Okay. And Professor X just gave us the thumbs up. So
that means it's good to go.
That means that we're getting the aliens soon. That's what that means. All right. So this weekend, a couple of things I do got to tell you. I'm not sad. I'm proud, but I'm cautious because my eldest child, the one that first bears my name, is moving right this second, is driving cross country from San Diego, California to somewhere in swampy, sweaty Florida.
That brings up the eternal question, why?
Well, and I will give you the secondary American answer. The first American answer is God told him to. The secondary American answer is lots more money. That's the second one. I mean, that's what it is. So he's got a real big opportunity, so he's taking advantage of that. So we had them come over Friday night, him and his significant other, and we cut them up some strawberries, bananas, Rice Krispie treats, and sponge cake, and then the wife cooked up some chocolate fondue. And so we just sat there and we like ate that stuff. And you know what I figured out? After you eat 9 or 10 pieces of chocolate anything, your entire body begins to slow down. I think I've now discovered that in chocolate, there's a slow down agent. And when you eat chocolate, like, you know how like turkey get tired and go to sleep?
Yeah, yeah.
With chocolate, you are so overdosed with the sugar and the great taste. You want to be in a coma so it could last. That's what it is. Unlike turkey, where you're just too stuffed to get off the couch. In this one, it's like a self-preserving. And then let me tell you what we did on Saturday, because that was Friday. So we didn't really go anywhere except the wife did all the shopping and all that stuff. So Saturday, I went over to one of my best friend's house. They got a new house. The Lord gave them a house. When I say gave them the house, gave them the house. Don't even ask how. It's so unbelievable. But the Lord's, they've gone through such a tough time, and the Lord's really been blessing them in the last year or two. So I'm very, very happy for them. But he has a hot tub. You know what a hot tub? A big jacuzzi thingy, hot tub thingy. It's not just a bathtub. It's a hot tub. It's big. And so I was in there so long, I became prunish. Not prudish. Prunish. As in, like, all the parts of my body were starting to wrinkle. So much so that my arms and legs were numb, so I renamed myself Bob. Because I was just hanging in the water. And then I thought, I don't think I can get out of here. Then I thought, maybe I should just call myself Stu.
At first, I didn't know where the story was going because I could have swore you said hot dog.
Hot dog.
I was like, congratulations,
you have
a hot dog.
Hot dog. And we sat in the mustard. And then we relished it. Oh, baby, I'm telling you. Is this Monday? It feels like Thursday.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. And then this is what happened, and I know many of you saw this. Did you watch any? I know you probably didn't watch any football. One of the more improbable comeback victories for the Lions. I will say one of the best ever. Matthew Stafford goes up to the line like he's going to spike the ball. Doesn't spike the ball. Puts the ball over the goal line and scores the winning touchdown with 7 seconds left, or 17 seconds, or 12 seconds, or something. It's like, it was incredible. And then they beat Dallas, which I was just happy about anyway. So here's what happened then. So after watching football, baseball, hockey, Big Bang Theory, Star Trek, Voyager.
Perfect weekend.
And eating all that food, what happened is I became an immovable object, and I was tied to a resistible force, so I just sat there. I didn't do anything. Like, and you know what? It was a great weekend. Hey, remember once in a while, you know what you got to do? You should eat healthy. You should exercise. I mean, everybody who knows me, I exercise. Now, the problem is I eat too much. Okay, I eat too much. But I exercise pretty hard. I'm not a mild exerciser. I'm not the guy that's grunting in the gym or dropping weights like somebody obnoxious that I know. But I'm the guy that goes in the gym and the run is loud and long and boom, 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 you know, because it's not like I'm a feather. And it's just like bam, 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 bam. And I have 40 minutes non-stoppy, you know, kind of thing. So that's, you know, it's long and I get sweaty. So I work out hard, but then I eat hard. But every once in a while, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while, I'm not saying you do this all the time, go to In-N-Out, get a couple double-doubles, get some french fries, get a shake, get some Ben & Jerry's. Well, not Ben & Jerry's because nobody likes them anymore because they're such leftists. But get some ice cream with some marshmallows in it or something. Sit on the couch, eat there, burp, look up to God, and say thank you. That's what you got
to
do.
The only thing you left out was the fries that you're eating have to be animal style.
What's that?
You put the In-N-Out fries, and then they put the cheese on them, and they put the secret sauce on them, and they put grilled onions on them, and they mix it all together.
Do they do that for you?
And they do it for you. Just order animal-style fries.
What? What?
The best.
Oh, my goodness.
And don't even ask how many calories, because it's a lot.
No, I mean, this is what I'm saying. Every once in a while, you should eat healthy. You should exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. You should have limits to things that you do to the extremes. Everybody should have that. But every once in a while, you just gotta just lay it out there and go, you know, because what I find that I disagree with a lot of people in, and I've had this conversation at length, and I've actually talked to somebody about this. The person said, I was talking to them, they said, I eat only healthy food. I said, do you enjoy it? They said, no, I hate it. And they said, but I will live 6 months longer. I said, but for the next 50 years, you're going to do this exact same process in order to live 6 months longer, in order then to be with the Lord, versus living 6 months shorter, going to be with the Lord first.
And enjoying
it. And then enjoying that 50 years. And they just looked at me like I was like the world's biggest jerk. It's like, sorry. I'm sorry.
Pass the fries. That's all I
got to
say.
I mean, come on. You got every once in a while. You got to just have a good time. All right. I know we're at break time. We're at break time, right?
Indeed.
We're at break time. We're going to take a break. Come back. We got DDDs. We got news. We got a giveaway. We're doing a giveaway. As soon as we figure out what it is, we'll give it away. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California.
Don't go anywhere. Another's arms, you'll soon be walking.
Somebody shake me, break me. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
As a listener, you know that E. coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E. coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E. coli family. Log on to the E. coli website, termitelady.com. Or call 858-488-2847. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the E. coli website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
As we head into the holiday season, there is a lot going on at Monte Vista Village.
Kevin, great to be with you. You know, the holidays are almost upon us, and our residents have already been busy. They've just completed a rummage sale to raise the money for our 7th annual military party we have in December, and they're still busy making hats for all those 240 children who will attend. November, we have Master Chang coming to discuss the benefits of Tai Chi, and of course, we have a Thanksgiving luncheon. And December is chocked full with choirs coming in, Christmas lights to view, and various parties to enjoy. Kevin, I hate knowing that a lot of seniors will be by themselves during the holidays, so I invite them to come to our home for the holidays and spend the month of December with us. I've been talking about our lower rate opportunity, and this is a great time to take advantage. Please don't stay home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor. Football season is finally here, but that doesn't mean you need to bring the mud and dirt from the backyard inside to your carpets. Clean out the dust and dirt from the gridiron left behind with a deep clean for your carpet. Call Zero Res and get the clean your home deserves. After all, your carpets work hard 365 days a year. Think of Zero Res carpet cleaning as a much-needed off day for your carpet. You know of the benefits of alkaline water for your health. Now you can learn how Zero Res, with their patented system, uses powerful alkaline water to make your carpet, tile, and upholstery healthy. Too. You deserve a clean and healthy home and friendly professional staff. That's why everyone says use Zero Res. For the month of October, you can get 3 rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $129. Call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100 for the October special, or on the web at ZeroResSanDiego.com. And commercial customers get free quotes. That's 858-486-4100. Call Zero Res today.
In North County, South County, and everywhere in between, there's a Mossy dealership close by and ready to serve you. When you're shopping for a new or used vehicle, there's only one place to go, Mossy.com. Discover how easy car shopping can be at Mossy.com. That's Mossy.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, and I was right, and Robo Producer was wrong. You know what? KPRZ, right here at KPRZ, in the hallowed halls of KPRZ.com, KPRZ and 1210 AM, and KPRZ.com, we've got some of the absolute best spirited good Christian people. I mean, not everybody's like the perfect one, but they're really people. When they do something goofy, instead of just yelling at each other, we laugh. It's so much better than so many different atmospheres. And what's great about that is sometimes we can translate that and that spirit of Christianity into the programs, into the things we do. So if you ever get really upset or mad at something that we do at KPRZ.com, KPRZ 1210 AM, here's my advice. We're Christians just like you, doing the best that we can do. You love us, we'll love you. Let's minister together and advance the kingdom together. How about that? Because some people complain about goofy things, right? I don't like the way this commercial connects to this show. Okay. Come on. It's a commercial, folks. Enjoy the good stuff. Laugh a little. It's KPRZ 1210 AM. Jesus is coming back. You're saved. Can you believe it? He picked you. Wow.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
That's very funny. Anyway, was that okay to say? I mean, that's kind of right. Every once
you
in a while.
You got it spot on.
You got, come on. I mean, every once in a while.
We'll even translate it. Dave was looking for a price sheet, and I swore that I had given it to him, and he wasn't giving it back to me. It's like, Dave, you have it. Go ask Cameron. Go ask Cameron. And I turn around. I'm spinning around to get Dave back on the air, and it's right in front of my nose.
Oops. See, now 99.9% of the time, that would have been me. 99% of the time, I'd have put it on Brittany's desk and walked away, and I wouldn't even have thought, nope, not today. Okay.
No, today is my fault.
Today is your fault. Oy vey. You know, I'm just saying, it's the people here are great people. Keep us in prayer. Keep praying for us. It's good ministry. It's serious work, and it's hard. You ever realize what Heather does or what Robo Producer do, what they do in their jobs or running around trying to make sure that stuff's on the air exactly the right way, get every commercial cut in there, get everything put together? That it's hard. That's not easy stuff. So you definitely keep us in prayer. Not to mention all the stuff they do on the air. Me, I just come in and for 2 hours, I'm like, you know, that's kind of what I'm like. Okay, a couple things to cover. I think we'll do a TDD instead of going the direction I was going to go initially, just because I feel like ministering a little bit. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by Brian Holland and our very good friends at Zero Res. Now, Zero Res, everybody knows this, Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water. Okay? And they do it so that they sanitize your carpets. It leaves them soft, smelling fresh. They dry quickly. It's safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergies. Their techs are outstanding. When they did the work that they did for us at our house, it was outstanding. They knew exactly what they were talking about. You just call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. But... Zero is also running a couple of cool specials. $129 for three rooms with the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. That is a great deal right there. That, in and of itself, is a great deal. Not only that, and you can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Not only that, they do the carpets here at KPRZ and KCBQ. I mean, that right? They did mine. They work with Mark. They do the stations. You know we have a lot of confidence in them if that's what's going on. ZeroResSanDiego.com. If you're not sure that some of the stuff they do, call them up and ask them. They won't mind. They'll talk to you. They're very friendly people. It's 858-486-4100 or ZeroResSanDiego.com. Okay? That's what I said. Everybody says use ZeroRes. Bam! Okay, wasn't that an interesting way for me to start the segment, just talking a little bit about KPRZ? Because that doesn't get talked a lot about. You know, I mean, people are running around. I mean, every person from the moment you come into the station, and then you have the sales team, and they're running around. Then you have Cameron, and he's always running around. That's why that guy's so thin, though. That's all he does.
I will say this, Dave, and I've heard this on other shows, too. I know you're going to talk about Dennis Prager, so why not use him as an example? But he gets a lot of people that say that, you know, radio, it seems like such an easy profession. If you watch an entire day of what goes on behind the scenes, you would be amazed.
It is amazing. It is. Some of the easier stuff may be in the hosting, depending on because of the hosting.
I don't think so. I think it's difficult all the way around.
It depends. I mean, if you're built for it, it's not as hard.
Let's put it this way. How many hours of prep do you do for 2 hours of radio every day?
Probably close to 4.5. I would say probably.
And not everybody can get into a room and talk.
Well, that's true.
Kind of to themselves for 2 hours.
Well, yes, but I'm not sure if that's healthy.
Very true.
Or
good
that,
point.
Or that needs a little clarity in therapy. I haven't figured that out. But I think it's cool because, like, Heather, she's the program director. So she coordinates all the programming. And that's and actually, she's doing both stations. She's not even doing just one
both
station.
Both stations, yep.
So, and then she's got live with Mark in the morning. She's got live with me in the afternoon. Most people, most production people who are in charge of that, they would do one live show.
Yep.
Now, she does... two live shows, 5 hours of programming, plus all the other programming for the station. And the same is true for all the board people, all the tech people, Craig who does some of the work behind the scenes, Jordan who does the work that's coordinating, plugging things in, Professor X, obviously, because he's running the whole thing and keeping the circus in town.
You know, and then I produce both Mark's show and your show.
Right, so you're producing 5 hours a day of live radio. I mean, that's just a ton of work.
Oh, it is. And not only on the air, but off the air, getting prepped for the shows.
Yep.
And
then the podcast.
The podcast.
The website.
So people can hear all the
we
great
got
moments
Susie
that
doing all the
experience has
every day.
Day.
Right? And you got the Susie doing all the marketing. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff that goes on. And so I know that the station doesn't do everything. I get that. I understand that. But one thing that KPRZ is that most stations are, we're very real, very open. We try and do a really good presentation, but we're not trying to be such pros as to squeeze God out. I don't want to have such a perfect church that Jesus doesn't show up. That's kind of like the mindset, you know, it's like no room for Jesus. That's not good. So anyway, I think it's really great. And I think it's important for people that listen to participate with the advertisers, because I think the advertisers are putting their money in. They're investing and trusting and trying to connect to the audience. And if it's a service that you need, at least you know these people where they're coming from. You know the kind of people they are before we get there. I did say KPRZ.com like 3 times, though, didn't I?
You did.
Did that get Heather upset?
No.
Oh. Well, because we have that, too. I mean, that's like another property, right? Anyway.
And you can eat from there one day, too. That's the
goal.
With
the straw. You just put the straw right on the screen.
Never have to leave ever.
Never have to leave. It's just like that one movie, Wall-E, when they're all in the ship and they're going around and they don't have to get out of the, you know, of course, they don't really tell you too much on that. But I'm just saying, that's kind of...
Did you know secretly there's an R2-D2 in one of the scenes there in Wall-E?
I did not know that.
He's so small and he flies by during like an explosion or something. Yeah.
Wow. Well, since you brought that up, I wasn't going to bring this up right away, but since you brought it up, I will bring it up and make your day real quickly.
Nice.
You ready?
I'm ready.
We'll close with this. I know we only got a minute, so listen to this.
I'll give you 2 minutes. You're going to make my day.
This is going to make your day. There is a new Star Wars blooper series that just hit the web today.
Seriously?
Oh, never cool. been heard of before. New Star Wars blooper reel has surfaced showing some of the funniest moments of the Galaxy set. In one scene, Harrison Ford stumbles over his lines, which, you know, that's funny in general. Another, Chewbacca gets in the way. We don't want to tell you too much. You got to watch the video. So all you got to do is go into Google, type in new Star Wars bloopers, and it'll come up.
Oh, I'm doing that right after the show.
Isn't that cool? See? We're not the only blooper people.
No, our bloopers only happen from 2 to 4.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Hey, I hear that little siren going off when something's off the air, so don't tell me that.
Beep.
Yeah. Yeah. But I know they want it to go when I'm on, but that's not going to happen. All right, here we go. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to decide between news and DDD, one of the two. And we are actually going to give away. We're just do a giveaway. We're just trying to get the information because I don't know where it went to. So it's kind of lost. Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're going to take a very short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. You'll miss it.
Wir sind die Cantina Band. Wenn ihr Songwünsche habt, ruft sie einfach. Spielt denselben Song nochmal. Alles klar, denselben Song. Und los.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What kind of mistake did the ghost make? A boo-boo. Don't make the higher price boo-boo. Shop 99-cent only stores first and get 6 packs of name brand candies like Snickers, M&M's, Twix, and Crunch, all for only 99.99 cents each.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. market was mixed today as investors focused their results on today's after-the-bell results coming in from Apple this afternoon. At the close today, the Dow was down about 1 point at 15,568, the NASDAQ down 3 points at 3940 on the high techs, and the S&P up about 2 points at 1762 in a mixed market of trading today on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, and most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me to schedule your free consultation with me. The office number is 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Be sure to ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call me at 800-727-PLAN. P-L-A-N.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now. please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300. In security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Hi, this is Pastor Chuck with a word of encouragement for anyone whose life has been torn apart by drugs or alcohol. I know of a program that has brought hope and new life to over 10,000 individuals and their families who are suffering from addiction. That program is called Calvary Ranch. What a joy to see people's lives transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and set free from the bondage of drugs and alcohol. Calvary Ranch is truly a place where people can recover and become all that God wants them to be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Woo, doggy. I'll tell you one thing. The weather this morning was like, I don't know. It was all right.
And then it was coupled with the fact that people are like, oh my gosh, there's two drops of rain. I must drive 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, I have not figured out that process yet. Here's the one thing that I love the weather here. I mean, in generally the weather, even when it rains, it's very rare and it's almost nice. Sometimes we need the water. I get that, and everybody says that. It's like, yeah. We're talking about weather. We're not talking about water reservoirs. We're discussing weather. So when people go, yeah, we need the rain, that's not a weather discussion. Okay, that's a resource discussion. That's great. That's not the conversation we're having. We're having a conversation about the weather. And so people say that, it's like, first of all, you know, I like the little bit of change. I love that it's sunny all the time. It's a beautiful place to live. The offsetting part of what I don't love about our wonderful city is the traffic. And in this state, for whatever reason, it's not just a matter of, and it is a matter of if it rains, everybody drives slower, which they should. Okay,
but not that slow.
Yeah, no. I think what bothers me, and I haven't figured out, maybe somebody can help me with this, is why does everybody stop on the freeway and look at a broom? This is the one thing I think is more mysterious to me than almost anything else. Is if you're on the freeway and there's a broom on the side of the road, virtually every car along five lanes going north or south slows down just a little bit just to make sure they can get a good view of the broom.
Honey, oh my gosh, can you see it? There's a broom on the freeway.
Now, I can't figure out if people are like considering dumpster diving at the moment, like stopping the car, jumping out, grabbing the broom and putting it back in their car. Or they just want to make sure that the broom is a broom and not a stick or a snake, making reference to the snake that Moses had when he had his staff and it turned into a snake. I mean, is that what's going on? Or is driving just become so boring in California that if there's a broom or a shoe on the road,
It's kind of like entertainment.
I think you're right on it, because even if there's an accident and it's off to the side of the road, it's not even in lanes, it's not hindering traffic at all, everybody stops and looks.
I don't get that.
I don't understand it.
I'm not understanding the fullness of that. Now, I do understand a little bit about the rain, you know, throwing people off, because some people in California, when it rains, they do stop and they look up in the sky and they go, what is it? You know, because they're just not sure. And I kind of understand that a little. Not a lot, you know, being from that I lived in Detroit and I lived in Colorado for a little while. So,
yeah,
you know,
people actually call this rain out here. This isn't rain.
Yeah, no, that's not. No, yeah. You go to Seattle, you'll find, oh, yeah. My goodness gracious, that's rain. That's rain. You know what the difference is? Here it rains. There it rains. It's like, ooh, is it ever ending? No. Which is why I would never live there, because it's like, how depressing would that be? You know, be like, you know, what's the weather like? Hey, just take the umbrella. You know what's happening here. Okay. All right. So I don't want anybody to get mad at me for this DDD, though somebody will.
I promise I will maintain composure.
Okay. By the way, this segment brought to you by Eric Holloway and our good friends at Excalibur Roofing. And by the way, I talked to Eric. We had a conversation the other day, and he's looking for roofers. And so we're going to be running some commercials, and I was not able to get the copy I was supposed to get today. So I feel kind of bad because I was not able to perform up to the normal standards that I what I'd like to. But anyway, he's going to be hiring some people, and he wants some people that are long-term, solid like a rock, so to speak, roofers who he can rely on, and they're people that can work good and strong. And that's part of it. That tells you he's got a pretty good screening process. And I think it's important to understand that if you're going to get involved with that company, you got to be full on in. But it also tells you if you're going to get involved with Excalibur Roofing, they only go with people that are full on in. And you got to like that. Right? I mean, is that just like the wildest thing? So we're going to get that information, put that out for you. You always go to excaliberroofing.com, by the way, to fill out information if you want them to contact you. My special piece of paper for Excalibur Roofing is missing. Did you know my piece of paper was missing? So now I'm going to have to do something special because I don't know where it went. I've got like 90 pieces of paper all over. I can't find it. All right. So in the meantime, I'm going to do my DDD, and then at the break, I'll look for it to make sure that they get the credit for what they need to get the credit for. Here's the DDD I'm going to do, and some of you are not going to like me. You have to love me because it's a biblical requirement, but you're not going to necessarily like me after I tell you this one, because I'm about to say something that you haven't heard very often. I'm about to debunk a myth. And a lot of people are going to get mad and call and say, that's not a myth, it's not a myth. But you'll have to evaluate. This is it. Mark chapter 9, verses 28 through 29. Mark chapter 9, verse 28 through 29. You ready for this one, Robo? This is a good one. Mark chapter 9, verse 28 through 29. After he went into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? Referring to an evil spirit that was in a young boy. And Jesus told them, this kind can come out by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Now, some manuscripts don't have the fasting part of it, but it's in the King James and the New King James. It's in the Holman version. It's in a lot of versions. I don't think there's anything wrong. If that wasn't added, I'd be surprised. It just doesn't come out of nowhere. So it says this, after he went into a house, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? He told them, this kind can come out by nothing but by prayer and fasting. All right, Robo producer. Now, I've known you for a little while, and I know that you like me, and I know I like you, and we have a good friendship. But I have to bust a myth.
Uh-oh.
And it's one that you've been told me in the past, not something you dwell on or anything. But here's the statement everybody makes. Ready? Well, the good news is God won't give me more than I can handle.
Yep. True. I have subscribed to that theory.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 is the passage from where that comes from, just in case anybody doesn't know. That's the direct passage and the quote for 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 has to do with temptation. And it does say the Lord will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to bear. And some people say, well, the word temptation can be used for trials. Maybe. Okay, I'm going to concede that. Maybe.
But the expression that Paul's using in 1 Corinthians 10:13 has to primarily do with temptations, because in the midst of the temptations, there's a way of escape, a door of escaping. That's a lot more in line with temptation than it is with just a general trial. Okay, because when you go through a trial, there's not always a door that you can just run through. And I'll give you a good example. When I first became a Christian and the Lord delivered me from drugs, I was standing in this girl's house that I had known from my drug days, and I was sharing Jesus Christ with her, and she starts breaking out all the paraphernalia, and she starts smoking right in front of me. And at that moment, I remembered the scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:13, and it says, where there's temptation, there'll be a door of escape. And you know what I did? I beelined it for the front door. Didn't say a single word, just left. And I always knew that that's what that had to do with. So why is that important to me? Why is that important for me to make that distinction for you and for other people? There is a possibility that those temptations that Paul refers to could be trials. But here's what I think is greater that's going on. So just hear me, and then you can evaluate it and see if it works for you or not. They asked Jesus why we couldn't drive out the evil spirit. And he said, they said, well, why can't we do it, Jesus? Why are we not able to get through this? And Jesus said, there's nothing you can do about it but pray and fast. And sometimes in your circumstance, you and I cannot coordinate the circumstance so that we can get through it. Did you know that sometimes it has to be uncontrollable by us so that it has to be a miracle that makes it work? So you can be in a situation and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. There's no way out of this. I'm at the end of my rope. It would take an absolute miracle of God to get me out. And you would be correct. God allows that so that it's 100% dependence on him. So sometimes in your situation, it's not more than you can handle or not more than you can handle. Sometimes you can't handle the situation because it's beyond you. And it's only up to God to make it clear. Does that, you get what I'm saying there? That's kind of like, and it's like, as frustrating as that might seem for those that are control freaks. Oh, I didn't say that out loud, did I? Did that go through my filter? Oh, whoops. Anyway, as frustrating as that is for people who are control freaks, who don't like the idea of not being in absolute control, sometimes God will take the ducks that you and I have lined up, and we line up the ducks really nice, don't we? We're really good at it. And then God takes his shotgun and goes, and blows up all the ducks. And goes, nope, that's not how it's happening. And so why? Because he wants his way done. He wants his will done. He wants his purposes done. And we just got to roll with him. So sometimes the answer is it doesn't come out by prayer and fasting. And prayer and fasting is just an exhibition of full dependence on God. And that's how God likes it. So sometimes we get involved. Sometimes we sit back and enjoy the ride. Get it? That's a big difference. Okay, that'll take me. That's good. Is that a good one? That's a good one. I like it. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon. I got a frog in my throat. Get out. Right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, a little bit of news and a little bit of where did my copy go for my Excalibur roofing.
Needs me, someone I needed so long.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Attend Finances and You, a free workshop at Sunrise Community Church.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as your guest speaker.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantage investment strategies.
Attend this free workshop
at Sunrise Community Church in Santee.
Tuesday, October 29th at 6:30 p.m. or Saturday, November 2nd at 10:30 a.m.
The workshop is free, but please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at doanlaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Ha, ha, ha. That means I found it. And our very good friend, Eric Holloway, 20 years of experience. You know, I knew all this material. I was just kind of like, I want to make sure on the phone number. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Testimonials from people just like you and me. Excalibur Roofing can help you because they approach every situation uniquely. They don't do any cookie cutter materials. They look at every situation individually. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements. They do repairs. The bottom line is they also have all their estimates are free. Watch this. Call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. Again, if you're a person that's looking for serious long-term employment, and you think the roofing business is the roofing, being a roofer is in your place, in your space, and there's no guarantees here, but there's an opportunity to at least explore, you would want to either go to excaliberroofing.com and reach out through the contact materials or contact them at 760-743-8803. And if you're a person that has a home and you own a roof and it's your responsibility and you even have a remote question, you call them and Eric will take care of you. That's the big promise. That's what we don't just count on it. We believe that that's absolutely true. He's a great guy and we're having him back on, I don't know, sometime in November. I'm gonna have Eric back on, so that's pretty good. Good stuff there. What shall we cover? There's just so many things to cover, but if I cover this, people are gonna get mad at me again. You don't understand, Dave. When God does something, he gives me every capacity to handle it. Yep, sometimes every time the way you got to handle it is to get down on your hands and knees and go, here, I can't do this. You do it. See, that's the call. That's what he wants from us. I think when we get back to the top of the hour, I'm going to talk about a couple of things that are going on in the administration. And also, in the next hour, I'm going to be talking about a disagreement I have with one of our very own. Is that okay to disagree with somebody that very own? I think it's all right because he said something that was we're going to talk about something that Dennis Prager said that's wrong. from my perspective. Now, he's older, and I defer to him in the sense of age, because he's older, so I defer to him in the sense of age. But I sense that direction he said on something was incorrect. We're going to talk about that also in the next hour. So we're talking about the Dennis Prager / David Spoon, we don't always see eye to eye moment. Plus, I'm going to be talking about the administration and some of the uniqueness that's going on, because something is not working correctly. Something is. I think it's broke. I don't know. Is it, hit the thing. Does it work? Let's see. Does it work? It's not working. It may be broken. In the meantime, just to be irritating to my own producer, CZ heard that and said, what? What? I see you sent something, huh? We're going to do a giveaway. You want to do that next hour, too? We can do the giveaway next hour, and they'll give you a couple seconds to pull it together. I can't hear you. If you're talking, I'm not listening. What? Did you say something? You're not a, no? Okay. You were giving me the lotto numbers. How could you give me the lotto numbers and not tell everybody? Anyway, so we're going to do the giveaway in the next hour. We're talking about Dennis Prager in the next hour. We're going to also cover the Obama administration, because you know what? I didn't do anything wrong. What? Ask him. Blame him. It wasn't me. It was somebody else.
We call it a draw.
Okay. By way of exiting, though, I will give you this. In 1793, Eli Whitney applied for the patent for the cotton gin. In 1919, Congress passed the Volstead Act of the National Prohibition Act to tell people to stop drinking. That went well. And then in 1940, Italy invaded Greece during World War II. It's Plush Animals Day, which I don't even know what that means. And in 1886, on this day, the first ticker tape parade was held in the United States of America. It was held in order to honor the Statue of Liberty. Really? It was held in order to honor the Statue of Liberty. Interesting. On this day in 1636, Harvard University was founded. And also on this day, here's the best one, 1904, fingerprinting was used by the first time from the St. Louis Police Department. They're probably trying to figure out who stole that out from them last night when the guy got tossed off the bag. Whoops, missed it. Anyway, we're going to take a break, come back. We've got the Dennis Prager, Barack Obama administration, Weekend to Remember giveaway hour. That's what we're calling it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.